USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The U.S. can't confirm the exact number of Americans held by Hamas after their attack on Israel. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan stated that 14 Americans have been killed and at least 20 are currently unaccounted for, though not all are necessarily hostages.
We mourn for all their lives, and we're actively working with Israelis to determine the whereabouts of the missing, including missing American citizens.
President Biden emphasized securing their release is a top priority. The New York civil fraud trial of former President Trump has entered its sixth day. Alan Weisselberg, former CFO of the Trump Organization, testified in Manhattan about inflated property valuations on Trump's financial statements. Michael Cohen, the Trump former lawyer and fixer, is scheduled to testify this week about his work for the former president, which led to his imprisonment. Congressional Republicans are increasingly optimistic they will select a new speaker this week. Representative Mike McCall of Texas says it must be done quickly.
Regardless of your differences, we need to come together and nominate and elect a speaker so we can move forward in a very dangerous time.
The GOP is scheduled to conduct a closed-door vote tomorrow. The leading contenders are House Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan. The coal industry's projected closures could result in nearly a million job losses by 2050. About half a million of these could occur by 2035, averaging around 100 layoffs daily. The Global Energy Monitor's report, which examined 4,300 coal mines globally, predicts the largest job cuts in China and India. And in honor of the Pumpkin Spice Latte's 20th anniversary, Starbucks is introducing special commemorative merchandise. They've teamed up with Kid Super, a Brooklyn-based design collective, to release a limited edition varsity jacket, which features the Starbucks logo, PSL initials, and autumn leaves. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Cookies and Milk is recalling its edible cookie dough due to potential undeclared peanuts. The 6-ounce cups were distributed in retail stores across 9 states, as reported by the FDA. While no illnesses have been reported, the issue was discovered after a distributor's notification, according to the company and the FDA. Evan Gershkovich is staying in a Russian prison.
Gershkovich was denied an appeal on Tuesday as he continues to be detained by Russia on espionage charges that the U.S. and his employer, the Wall Street Journal, have called blatantly false. Gershkovich appeared in the Moscow City Court after his September 19th appeal was returned to the lower court, but as expected, that appeal was again denied. The reporter will now be detained until at least November 30th. I'm Corey Myers.
Negotiations to resolve the actor strike will resume tomorrow. SAG-AFTRA and the studios are set to continue contract discussions on Wednesday as the strike nears the 90-day mark. On Monday, Hollywood's writers voted to approve their new agreement. The upcoming Powerball drawing is set to be the second largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history. With no jackpot winner last night, Wednesday's prize has grown to just over $1.7 billion. If you want to take the lump sum, the cash payout will be estimated to be around $756 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.